Taking things for granted. You ever notice how many times you need to stop and praise the Lord, eh? These German songs, they really need more depth, eh? Lobe den Herren, den mächtigen König, der Erde. Then you have Adler's League, like an eagle wings.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, about praising God, how He created creation for creation to praise
Him. That's it.
And then when you look at all these narratives that are out there, and then you see how people are falling for these narratives, and they're missing out on the most, like, on praising God.
I say, you got to make an effort. You got to put down a, like, sometimes when you lift weights, put in that little effort, that's when you get it to praise God. It don't come automatically. You take time out and go dig up some words and songs that praise Him. Like we were talking the other day about Exalt My Lead at Haven, like the leaves, you know, the wind goes to the leaves and you can hear the leaves praising the Lord. And then the animals and the birds and the little wren, and it's supposed to motivate us to do the same thing. But you got to put in a bit of an effort. It's not like Sleepy Joe, eh? Sleepy Joe, he wants to sleep. He doesn't want to put in that effort. But that's just the human age, right?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For He is doing great things. He is doing great things. He is doing great things. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For He is doing great things. He is doing great things. He is doing great things. Bless His holy name.
There's a song here. He will not start anything He cannot finish. He will not start, then He cannot finish. If He has saved your soul, then He will make you whole. He will not start anything He cannot finish. Yeah, I might have to break a leg or two, get the job done. Lay that weight upon the Lord, will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wing. Teach me, Lord, to wing. Down on my knee, tell your own time. You answer my plea. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but the waiting and prayer for an answer from you. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wing. Teach me, Lord, to wing. While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed. Keep my eyes on thee. Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. He that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will round up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wing. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessings I will be denied. I will put my trust in Jesus as I lay upon his breast. I will take my comfort from him. I will find in him a sweet rest. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. All pain will leave this aching body as it sweet healing flows. Demons tremble at his presence, and Jesus' name they have to go. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. And then one morning in that city I will rise to sleep no more, and God's presence live forever. All sin and death will then be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the arms of Christ my Savior. No blessing I will be denied. Consider the lilies, they've done toil or sin, and they're not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant or sow, but given by the master who watches them grow. For we have heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lily, then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars and tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew, but he's not too busy to love me and you. For we have Heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lily, then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars, tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew, but he's not too busy to love me and you. For we have Heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, then you will know. Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Men will be lovers of Salmor and lovers of God, filled with vain pride, worldly pleasure have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must feel the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is an eye at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. He's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's cleaner than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of a hundred circling kings, they have built a living altar and the evening dews and den. I can read his righteous scent by the dim and flaring lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before His judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer Him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And the beauty of the living Christ was born across the sea with the glory in His bosom that transfigures you and me. As He died to make men whole, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. That song has been sung many times, even today, but are they marching on with the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard about Brother Brenham? Mm-hmm. Brother Jackson? See, that's the truth that's marching on, eh? A lot of people sing the song. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. But it's just a song, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a song. If you don't march on with the truth for your day, it's just a song. Just entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's got to be the message for your day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found it. I found message for my day.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham. Laodicea, Church Age Messenger. Malachi 4. Just a galloping. And then it went on to Brother Jackson. And I was mm-hmm. continuing on here. See, we can sing this. Truth is marching
that's
on.
Right.
And,
that's right.
And take, mm-hmm. and take joy in it.
Because
mm-hmm. we're carrying that truth
mm-hmm.
that's marching on.
Mm-hmm. Like it says, He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never sound retreat.
Yeah.
He is sifting out the hearts of men before His judgment seat. That's what the whole century was about, to reel in all these people and to sift them out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a trumpet that sound when Jesus descended with a shout.
And we're never going back to Oral Roberts and all that.
That's right.
We're going ahead. That's the beauty about this song. You get thinking in the spirit and truth, you know. Jesus said to that woman, do that worship. Must worship in spirit and truth. You can worship Him in spirit and truth. That's why it's a joy. For a lot of people, it's a drag, you know. Like when they wait till Sunday morning comes around. I don't have to drag myself out of bed. I'm up at before 6. And minding the Lord, you know. Yeah, I didn't come. I had to practice it. Like we were saying last week, I think it was. If a guy never practices to say I'm sorry, he can't ever say I'm sorry. The guy never practices to live right, he can't be pretty tough to live right, you know.
Yeah, you have to cultivate it. It's all about cultivating godly attributes. They don't come automatically. Like when we went to school, like in the Hunterai colony, we had a whole wall of magic words because on the colony, you're not really taught to say please and thank you, excuse me, and these things, right?
Yeah.
When you grow up. So our teachers, they found it a little bit not right about that. So he had made a big wall and he put all the magic words on it. Please, thank you, excuse me, pardon me, and all these nice words that you have to exercise and cultivate in your life in order to, you know, not be come across as a unlearned person, you know, in a backwoods that never learned any manners, you know. So, and that's with Christian principles, with godly attributes. You have to cultivate these things. They don't come out of meditation.
It's a real rotten system when you think about it. The language, you know. You ever hear anybody say in their own plain native tongue, thank you? Or even when you go into you don't knock, you just walk in the door. Oh, man, when I think back, it's pretty crude, eh?
Yeah. So
you come out in the real world and you... And you kind of bring down all these bad habits with you, and people look at you. Where's this guy from?
So, like, we had a teacher who really capitalized on that one. He was really for magic words. So
yeah.
He really stressed it.
You should have gone to every colony and done that.
Yeah. They're probably a lot better than they were. In that way. But back then it was really different. And I actually took it to heart, you know. He was trying to teach us something. You know, and I took it to heart what he was trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us, you know what, when you want something, you don't demand it. You have a certain way of asking. And that's the same with God. You don't demand stuff from God. You know, He sees the intent of the heart. You cultivate within you a contrite heart, a heart that is soft before God, and you walk with Him, and you ask things in your life, in your daily walk, and He's sure to answer you if the desire is right, and you cultivate within your life some virtues that God can look down and grant you the desires of your heart. It's just, that's how it goes, you know. You're not going to move God with demanding things from Him. Like the charismatic world out there, they really demand things of God. Like they expect Him to move us with no conditions. Like you were always saying, when we were going to church here, they were coming to church. Like there was this song, "I came here expecting God to move," Like, if you don't surrender something to God that He is wanting you to surrender, how do you expect God to heal you? And to me, it always reminded, I come here demanding God to move. Like, I come here expecting God to move, is expecting Him to move based on the decision that I have made to surrender and yield before Him. And God sees that surrendered heart, and He can go on the move and do something for you. But it always reminded me of, like with Clinton, there are certain things that God wanted him to surrender, but he just couldn't. He couldn't give up his recklessness. And they wanted him, God, they didn't want it to demand God to heal him, his eyesight. And God could not do that because of there was something in the way blocking God from actually moving. And it's we ourselves often block God from moving, and He can't do anything.
Let's have another prayer meeting. Tell God what to do. Mm-hmm. Went to this guy there. He had Lou Gehrig's, and wanted to have a prayer meeting. Well, I'll let him know. I don't operate like that. I'll wait on the Lord. I see you got a problem. You got this Lou Gehrig's disease. Mm-hmm. But I can't just barge in here and let's have a prayer meeting and tell God to heal me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason you got Lou Gehrig's.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I just mind the Lord? I told him I'll mind the Lord. And then maybe a week, maybe a month, I think, whatever. But I said, I'll mind the Lord and He will tell me what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just barge in here. There's a certain condition. And they didn't like it. I had to leave and they continued with their prayer meeting. But 3 weeks later, I was driving along the road. The Lord told me what his problem was. It's that charismatic, fair arm, no rule steel, that charismatic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get healed. That charismatic spirit, it never delivers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You got to get baptized in Jesus' name. You got to believe the message for your day.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Branham, and when I introduced them to these truths, it was so far out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me these people are Christian people. No, they're charismatic people. And it never, charismatic never delivers.
Mm-hmm.
Never delivers. It's so close to the real thing, you actually be fooled. I got almost took right into it. But when you analyze it, step back, there's no fruit there. You know?
It isn't.
No fruit.
I could never identify with them because of the way I grew up. I could never, it looked so superficial that I could not grab a hold of that charismatic superficial.
I didn't know what it was until three, 4 or 5 years ago. I was kind of looking at it. It was so close to the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 2-3 years, it's like day and night to me.
Mm-hmm.
That charismatic thing, it never delivered. It's satanic. It's diabolic. It's brought on in Laodicea, the gray area, the gray horse rider, and all that contributes to it.
It does.
It never delivers.
It's like God. When God was moving, you know, the movement of the Spirit, there were all these gifts of the Spirit poured out. Speaking in tongues, there was healing, there was all these gifts poured out. And then, but it was all to bring in the Word. And then, because they didn't want that, God just let them overtake, overtook with this charismatic spirit.
Ooh.
Because they didn't want the real thing. So it looks real.
Mm-hmm.
And you would almost feel that it's real, but it's not. Like you always say, the end, it never delivers.
Yeah.
It never delivers, is right.
That's why I step back and I'll watch it. I'll observe it.
Mm-hmm.
And what amazed me, it never produced no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Never produced no healing. People didn't get healed.
Mm-hmm.
While he died, this guy's wife died with cancer. Oh, she was healed before she died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did she die then? She died with cancer. Oh, yeah, but she got healed. No, she didn't. She died because you're in that charismatic thing, yet never delivers. Mm-hmm. And it gets them to believe that lie, you know, mm-hmm. that she's healed. Oh, it's serious stuff, that charismatic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people fall for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always what it reminded me of. I come here demanding God to move.
Yeah.
Instead of expecting God to move. Expecting Him means like you've done something to meet those expectations.
God is moving us on, He is leading the way. It's the way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us He has placed an open door. God is moving us on, He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us He has placed an open door. God is moving us on, He is leading the way. It's a way we have never gone before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, and before us He has placed an open door. Well, I'm gonna read something. I'm not going to really read it all. Deuteronomy 28. I'm not going to read everything. It'll take me a long time, but I'm just trying to bring out some pointers here. Deuteronomy 28. I'll read it in another translation. If you indeed obey the Lord your God and are careful to observe all His commandments I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will elevate you above all the nations of the earth. That's a promise. That's mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 28. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All these blessings will come to you in abundance if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessing the city and blessing the field. Your children will be blessed as well as the produce of your soil. Oh, man. The offspring of your livestock, the calf, the herds, and the lambs, and your flocks, your basket and your mixing bowl will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. It's all in the hands of the Lord. All you got to do is obey Him. The Lord will cause your enemies to attack you to be struck down before you. He proved that time and again when Israel was on the right side of God. Over in the days of Hezekiah, where he just went out and slew, 187,000 in one night? Just one angel. Here it says, the Lord will cause your enemies who attack you to be struck down before you. They've seen it, right, Jerona? Even in the Joseph up there, where the Hittites and the Jebusites and all these came up against them, said, you don't have to worry about them. Just go out and praise the Lord. And they went down to the valley, and there they were destroying themselves. There it was. Proof is in the pudding. That's when they were in good standing with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will cause your enemies who attack you to be struck down before you. They will attack you from one direction, but flee from you in seven different directions. That's what happened down there in that camp. They were running this way and this way. In the meantime, they were killing each other with their spears. The Lord will decree blessings for you with respect, your barns, and everything you do. Yes, He will bless you in the land He is giving you. The Lord will designate you as His holy people, just as He promised you if you keep His commandments and obey Him. And all the peoples of the earth will see that you belong to the Lord, and they will respect you. You've got to obey Him even in this hour. baptism in Jesus' name when I saw it. I didn't care. I knew I'd be mocked. Mm-hmm. The story has always been baptized 15 times. You know? Mm-hmm. Here's what they say. That's what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will greatly multiply your children, the offspring, your livestock, the produce, your soil, and the land which he promised he rents as he would give you. The Lord will open for you his good treasure, house, the heavens to give you rain for the land and the season and to bless all you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow from any. No, that's not America today. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, and you will always end up at the top and not at the bottom if you obey his commandments. See, some people, they want to be leaders, they want to be the head, but they don't want to obey the Lord, they don't want to meet the conditions. So it says here, the Lord will make you the head, not the tail, and you will always end up at the top and not the bottom if you obey his commandments, which I'm urging you today to be careful to do. But you must not turn away from all the commandments I am giving you today, either right or left, nor pursue other gods and worship them. We're talking today about America. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Where's God in all this? Look at the horror, the nightmare. And God is supposed to be in charge of this planet, you know. We're saying to Him, the God's in charge. But see, the Bible cannot contradict itself. Mm-hmm. We want to explain what is going on actually in America and what happened back in Israel in the days of Israel where they were dispersed. There's a reason for it. And it's all a very simple thing. And here it is. But if you ignore the Lord your God and are not careful to keep all his commandments and statutes I'm giving you today, then all these curses will come upon you in full force. And it will be cursed. Now it's the opposite. Because it says up here. But if you ignore the Lord your God, you know, your baskets and your mixing bowl will be cursed. See? It's the opposite now. Your children will be cursed, as well as the produce of your soil, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flock. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. The Lord will send a curse on your curse, confusing you and opposing you and everything you undertake until you're destroyed and quickly perish because of the evil of your deeds and that you have forsaken me. The Lord will plague you with deadly diseases until he has completely removed you from the land you are about to possess. I'm talking about America today, in Canada, Western civilization, so to speak. Because a lot of questions. What's right? What's wrong? What's going on? How come God is allowing all that? Well, you just read it right here. He will afflict you with weakness, fever, inflammation, infection, sore, blight, mildew. These will attack you until you perish. The sky above your heads will be bronze and the earth beneath you iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. It will come down on you from the sky until you're destroyed. The Lord will allow you to be struck down before your enemies. That's what happens in the Second World War. America, the number one war since the Second World War, because the enemy came in. You will attack them from one direction, but flee from them in seven directions, will become an object of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. That's what happened in America's war.
Mm-hmm.
Your carcasses will be food for every bird of the sky and wild animals of the earth, and there will be no one to chase them off. The Lord will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors, incense, and scales, all of which cannot be healed. The Lord will also subject you to madness, blindness, and confusion of the mind. Just look at America today. Look at the hospitals. Look at the society. You will feel your way along at noon like the blind person does in darkness, and you will not succeed. And anything you do, you will be constantly oppressed and continually robbed with no one to save you. You will be engaged to a woman and not a man will rape her. You will build a house but not live in it. You will plant a vineyard but not even begin to use it. And on and on and on it goes. But I want to come down here to a point. Say somewhere here, as I took pleasure in blessing him, I will take great pleasure in destroying him. But I want to read it. And here's what's happening in America. Here's what happens to Western civilization. Here's what's going on. God is in charge of this whole thing. But he can't do nothing if people choose to disobey him.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just read here what's going to happen. If you obey him, man, 11. You don't have to worry about nothing. Let's look like you and me. You know, two people would be more blessed if you would have sat down and for a week just made a note of things that you wanted and you'd like to have. You couldn't come up with nothing near what the Lord has done for us,
mm-hmm,
you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And here it says this is what will happen. Just as the Lord delighted to do good for you and to make you numerous, he will take delight in destroying and decimating you. You will be uprooted from the land you are about to possess. See? This is what will happen. Just as the Lord delighted to do good for you and to make you numerous, he will take delight in destroying and decimating you. See? I will take great, the other translation, I'll take great pleasure in destroying you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on around, because people made a choice. People still make choices.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just read your word, Lord, I need you to help me see this thing the way that you see it, Lord, and the way I've seen it all throughout the week, Lord, what's going on in so-called Western civilization. And especially in these closing days of time, Lord. And you're getting blamed for everything when you're completely giving mankind over to make a choice. And Lord, I just pray you'll help me see it the way you want it said. Most of all, Lord, I pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Like there's so much in it, I gotta go back and go up 50,000 feet, like not 50,000 feet over the planet, but 50,000 feet over the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta look down what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta go back, and there's that. I gotta go along with, Joe Cocker, that song.
Mm-hmm.
He sings that song, "What Would You Do If I Sang Out of Tune?"
Mm-hmm.
"Would you stand up and walk out on me?" And he says, "Lend me your ears." Like he got a lot of soul in it.
Mm-hmm.
"Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I'll try not to sing out of key. You'll get by with a little help from my friends." And here I'm saying to everybody that's listening, what would you do if I told you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Would you stand up and walk out on me? Would mm-hmm. you believe me if I tell you the truth? Just lend me your ears for a moment. And we're going to try to tell you the truth as God sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll need some help from the Holy Spirit. That's all. I'm trying to, he's seeing it on a secular thing, but we're seeing it on a spiritual level. Lend me your ears. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you the truth, what is actually going on around us. What would you do if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I'll try not to sing out of key. You'll get by with a little help from my friend. We'll get by with a little help from my friend. I think I'm not religious, otherwise I wouldn't sing that song. It's a, how do you call it?
It's secular?
It's a secular song.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why did he sing that song? Joe Cocker. But the guy's got a lot of soul when he does something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess. But I'd like to do it and put my words in. What would you do if I told you the truth? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll tell you the truth. I will try to stay with the word. We'll get by with a little help from my friends. We'll get by with a little help from my friends. I'll tell you, you need the Lord to come down and ignite this message, because so you get the drift, because Satan, he's out there trying to blame God on everything, and we just want to set the record straight here and say it the way it needs to be said, and to see it the way it needs to be seen. Only God can give us that picture, that behind it, that everything God does, Satan comes and distorts it, then he blames God for it, just like that. Catholics, they blame the Jews and everything, and the liberals, they blame the conservatives and everything, and on it goes. But I just want to set the record straight. It's God means well with mankind, but just Satan distorts it.
That's right. Like everything that God does, there's the devil right there beside creating a fake copy. And a lot of people fall for it because it's so close together.
Yeah, even with true Christianity. Now he's got this charismatic Christianity. It looks so real. In fact, it looks more real than the real Christianity. The only problem is it never produces. It never delivers nothing. It's just a delusion. It's just, it's Satan, eh? And that's what you're trying to say here. When we're done, we want you to see God, who he really is, how he's bent over backwards to help mankind. But he's given mankind a freedom of choice. It's the choice people make that determine their destiny. That's why America is the way it is, because throughout the ages, men have made wrong choices. You could go back in the garden, you know. God told Adam and Eve, hey, tree of life, that's where it's at. That's where your blessings are at. Just by taking the tree of life, and you'll be blessed. And they took the wrong turn. They took the wrong advice from that serpent, who was inspired by the devil.
It's the Brother Brenham will call it the impersonation of Christianity.
Oh, yeah?
And that's really what it is. It's everything that God does. Like with water baptism, there was the devil impersonating Christianity with something, but it's not real. And it's same with the moving of the Spirit, the turn of the century there, and people, you know, people refused to go into the Word. Then the impersonator was right there with the charismatic movement.
See, you can't really blame the devil, because before the devil can do anything, you have to discard God's advice.
Exactly.
Adam and Eve discarded God's advice, and then the devil had free access. Go down through time, and God came and told the people what to do. He told the Israelites what to do. If you want to be blessed, you'll just obey my commandments. And then, once they rejected that, the Satan is right there, and he perverted. It's like when America rejected the prophet. Satan was right there with his garbage. And we're just trying to bring it out, just what's going on around us today in America, to blame God. Well, God can't do nothing. He's given mankind the freedom of choice. And the devil can't do nothing if you do what God tells you
to do.
That's
right.
Just that simple. He can only infiltrate it once you give it up.
That's right. That's a prime example is in 700 BC, with Nebuchadnezzar, 600, there when he came and took out Jerusalem, and there was the prophet Jeremiah, and he told them, you know, he warned them what will come if they don't, if they leave God's ways, and they thought he's just yapping away there. And it did come to pass, and then even with going down to Egypt, he said, "Don't go down to Egypt. It's not going to go well. Oh, you don't know nothing. You're not telling us the truth." But it already was like, see how the devil is already there, like with somebody that's not real, and trying to come back.
Personator.
Yes.
Personator is Moses.
That's right. He's always right there to see if people will fall for it. Mm-hmm. And it's God's way of testing people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how merciful God was. He even told them, if you go to follow Nebuchadnezzar, go there, it'll be well with you.
Yeah.
He even had a way out for them there.
Yeah, even after Nebuchadnezzar came in and took him. And Jeremiah, just come under Nebuchadnezzar's yoke, and you can keep your home, you can build your garden, you can keep your temple, all your goods, everything will just... Only thing is, I can't trust you guys anymore, because you go into idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent in Nebuchadnezzar as a shield to protect them, and then what do? They reject God, mm-hmm. they rejected the prophet,
mm-hmm.
and God can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. The same thing today. He can't do nothing if people choose to do what's wicked.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you look at America, when you listen to Stu Peter, that's the fruit of rejecting the prophet. You can see it right there. But you don't have to live in that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be part of that. God has a provided way. That's the...
I go back to the six. Accept the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Accept this message here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a man, a little. You don't have to be down in Sodom
mm-hmm.
with Lot. You can be up on the mountain with Abram.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing didn't affect Abram.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a heart for him. But the instruction came. It didn't affect Abram.
No, it
and
did.
Same thing here. It's not going to affect you if you mm-hmm. accept this truth mm-hmm. for your day and hour.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet... Brother Jackson, the message that you hear here now, the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, it's all, the blessings are just going to be poured
mm-hmm.
out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine going to the marriage supper of the Lamb and getting away from all this hell that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming, as sure as anything, it's
mm-hmm.
coming. There's a Holocaust after Holocaust after Holocaust. It's America's Holocaust, what you see now.
That's right. In America, because these churches did that, they're like Lot. They have to be part of that sodomite environment.
Mm-hmm.
The churches are full of such a lifestyle.
See, there
and,
again.
And that's not God's perfect will.
No.
Abraham is God's perfect will. Lot is God's submissive will. That's an avenue where it's not ideal.
There again, Lot, he chose to go down
mm-hmm.
to Sodom.
That's right.
He chose the water rides,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, he chose to live in the Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he chose,
mm-hmm.
and of course, he had to suffer the consequences.
That's right. So there's so many examples in the Bible about these things. It's, and you can learn from it. That's why we have the Word, so that we can... learn from all these scenarios that you see and be like Abraham and be able to live in...
That's right. The God of heaven declared us wise.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be wise. You got to step back and look at things. And through the eyes of Scripture, through the eyes of God,
mm-hmm.
wise and faithful. Faithful mm-hmm. to that Word. That's what we're doing. And listen to Stu Peters. The horror, the nightmare that's going on with killing these babies and mutilating them and this jab and all this is coming on mankind. Why? Where's God and all that? Well, he told Israel here, if you walk in my ways, none of these will happen. None of these seeds that put on the Egyptian will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the same thing to America. And it says, if God did not spare the natural branch, which was Israel,
mm-hmm.
look what he did to Israel. He blessed them for X number of years, and then they decided to worship these stupid idols. And you can go back in the days of Hosea. Man, Hosea, he bent over backwards. He begged them, and he pleaded with them. How could a... He pleaded through the lips of Hosea. How can I make you as Adoma? And, there were four cities in Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, and Mabuam. Something like that. And then there was Zor. And he says, how can I make you like Adma and Zeboam? These two cities that were also destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
My heart repents within me. You can go read Hosea. How God was begging and pleading. Because judgment is coming. And I want to let that judgment to come. I don't want to destroy it. And here he's doing it again. He did it to Israel, and he did it to America. Israel types America, America types Israel. They're walking hand in hand. And the same way he dealt with Israel, that's the same way he's going to have to deal with America, mm-hmm. with Western civilization, because they rejected him. And you're going to get exactly the same rules. I'm not going to, if I didn't spare Israel, neither am I going to spare you. Because
mm-hmm.
it says, don't be proud.
Yeah, if you didn't spare the natural branch.
If you didn't spare the natural, how much more you? That's why I say, don't be proud, but be humble.
Mm-hmm. Be not high-minded.
Yeah, be fear. Not high-minded,
mm-hmm.
but fear.
Mm-hmm.
So that, the same God that did it to Israel, he's doing it here in America. And they see, you can go back to the history. The prophets, they were rejected and rejected and rejected. And God sent warning upon warning upon warning, and they didn't listen. So in came Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians, and destroyed them and took them into captivity mm-hmm. and burned down their temple and their houses and everything. And exactly that what happened here. The curses
mm-hmm.
came.
Mm-hmm.
And God had no other option. He warned them time and time again. First he warned Israel through Hosea, and they had their prophets, and then Judah began to drift. And eventually, like I say, Israel got dispersed. First, and all the Assyrians took them away, and they were cut into slavery and all kinds of stuff. And then Judah, they later on got destroyed
mm-hmm.
Through the Babylonian. They went into captivity, and then they came back again. And then they were good for a while, and then they just kept floating back and forth. You can read about their kings, and they got some good kings sometimes, bad ones. But all in all, as long as they were in good standing, the Lord blessed them. He protected them from their enemies, like I said, in the days of Jehoshaphat. All these tribes came up against Israel and thousands upon thousands of people. And the Lord told them, they went before the Lord. It went to the temple with this letter that they got, and they put it out. And Lord, you said, we come to this temple and pray, and you're going to hear us. And the Lord sent out worshipers. He told the prophet, send out worshipers, praise and worship them. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to send ambushments. And they came down the next morning and everything was dead.
Mm-hmm.
God killed them, right? They ambushed each other, you know, they killed each other off. And they just went in and took the spoils. That's how God has done it, if people have called out to him. And you see the same thing today in America, even America has rejected God with abortion, rejected the prophet. There's individuals that can still cry out to him, and God will come on the scene,
mm-hmm.
and God will touch that individual and do something for him. But as a whole, I'm talking about as a whole now, you can see how Israel has slipped back, and then when they rejected Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and warned them about what's going to come, because they rejected Jesus, and he went over Jerusalem. If you only knew the day of your visitation, over and over he warned them. And then when they rejected Jesus, 69 AD, there was the destruction
mm-hmm.
of Jerusalem. And like I say, if God did not spare the natural branch,
mm-hmm.
how much more the heathens, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. He's not going to do that.
And after 69 AD, they were dispersed, and God went to the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can see, down through the ages,
you can see how how God works when he brought Israel out of Egypt, right, and out of bondage, and he wanted to bring them into a land where they can serve him,
yeah,
and worship him in spirit and in truth with no other gods. That's why when he said, when you go into the land that I promise you, make sure you get rid of all those people that are in there, because they are going to become an obstacle to you. And they did listen to that. And they did become an obstacle with all their false gods and their idols.
Yeah.
And then they slipped back into idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of doing that, like you read here in Deuteronomy, that was the whole concept of if you do not... if you follow me, like, then I will bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I will curse you and I will disperse you. And he did. He
he raised up the Babylonians to take out Judah. And when Israel was taken, that was like, that's why it's a, like when Jerusalem was taken, that was the first world power that on history map, because they took out Jerusalem. That's the first world power is Babylon, because they were the power of the world there.
Yeah.
And they took, like the Assyrians weren't the power of the world. Babylon was, because they were the ones that took out Jerusalem. And that's when, then went into dispersion. And then they were in Babylon for 70 years. Now, well, God was already working on the time when Jesus will come on the scene. So he brought them back to build up the temple, so to prepare everything, so the preparation would, everything would line up and be prepared. So when Jesus does come on the scene, his only begotten Son, that they are going to receive him. Because if they would have taken the 70 weeks that Daniel, that the angel showed to Daniel, then everything would have lined up for them to receive Jesus.
Yeah.
But because they were so busy with their own
program
that they missed the whole picture of God, and they missed out on the blessings that God wanted to bless them with here again on this side of the captivity. And then you come here, and then God went over to the Gentiles, to the Gentile people, to bring out the bride for Jesus. So when you come to the Gentile world, the last 2,000 years, how the church world has evolved, the kingdom of heaven, how everything, God had everything so beautifully spaced out with the parables, with the church ages in the book of Revelation,
with
the feasts, everything. We had such a beautiful scope of the Bible. Like things that were not open to the Jewish people were opened up to the Gentile world. And we could see into the mind of God how beautifully he had planned everything out when he called out Abraham. And the father of faith, and then he totally switched over to the Gentile people, and then the showdown was America, the nation that God founded. That North America is a nation that was founded on godly principles. It was not founded like Australia, where they sent in these prisoners just to get rid of prisoners. No, North America, when Christopher Columbus came here, he knew America was a nation that God had a plan for, a purpose and a plan to fulfill prophecy in the Bible. And then when you come to the 1900s, that was the real showdown of the last 2,000 years. With the gospel. What are they going to receive the gospel? That God has that open door of revelation to go back to the faith of the early church. And God wanted to bless America so much. He had a prophet here, Brother Brenham, with the revelation of the seals, the baptism in Jesus' name. And America did the same thing that the Jewish people did. And then you can apply, these blessings and these cursings to America.
Yeah. And you have to go back. We have to go back to that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had.
Mm-hmm.
He was a heathen king, and he had a dream, and he was troubled. Then Daniel came along and interpreted the dream, and it was these four nations and
kingdoms.
These four kingdoms, they're going to be like a whip and a blessing. You got to see these kingdoms, and they're going to continue until Jesus comes. And the first one was the Babylonians, and it happened exactly as that vision portrayed it to be, or that dream. And then they went on to the Medo-Persians, and the Medo-Persians, they were there They got blessed. Israel got blessed. It was after the captivity, 70 years captivity, that I just read it this morning where this king, the Lord raised up this king to tell him to go back and build a temple. Mm-hmm. See how it works for the good and the bad.
That's
these
right.
Now these four kingdoms, they're going to continue till the end of the year, till the end of time, until Jesus takes over. But they're a whip.
Mm-hmm.
They're a whip. If you're out of line, we're going to get you in line. And then came the Alexander the Great, and then came the Roman. Mm-hmm. And that Roman thing was influenced right to this very day. That everything behind what you see out there is influenced by the Roman Catholic Church.
It is.
And then through the World Council Church. Mm-hmm. What I see happening in America, the Catholic Church is behind it all.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you look at it, it might be painted up as the Chinese and all that,
mm-hmm.
but behind it is the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that whip.
Uh-huh. And Brother Jackson always said, communism is a scarecrow. Communism could only come in is because Catholicism was weak.
Yeah.
At the Reformation, when it was wounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it was wounded, and the devil had to use some kind of an outlet, and that's where communism comes mm-hmm. in. But the real enemy is, like Brother Brenham always said, don't fear communism. Fear Catholicism.
Romanism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because that's the enemy that the Bible portrays.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is just a scarecrow.
Yeah.
And America does not see that. They're blinded. And the reason why they're blinded is because they rejected the prophet. And there's God sent out the strong delusion.
You see these, when you go back to Israel,
mm-hmm.
I rejected. And then judgment came, and then they rejected Jesus, and then they got dispersed throughout all the world,
mm-hmm.
and then he went to the Gentiles, and like I say, we're going up 50,000 feet, but we're looking at the Word of God from 50,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking about our era, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about Laodicea, and then the 1900s, at the turn of the century, when God began to send in these rabbis, tell Israel, come on, let's go back to the homeland and build up, get ready for the coming of the Lord.
That's right.
What these rabbis did
mm-hmm.
at the turn of the century. And there was that feast, the trumpets. See, these feasts are very close to the heart of God.
They
and
are.
If you reject these feasts, then I tell you, Katie, bar the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they rejected. There are some that went back, but those that rejected him, rejected the fishers, they went through that Holocaust. Because God is not mocked. He sent out these red pleading. I think maybe for 20 years, they were pleading and begging. Come on, brothers, it's time to go back to the homeland and,
mm-hmm.
and get it ready for the coming of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they mocked them and they booed them and they made fun of them. But see, I saw it. God is not mocked. Okay,
right.
Well, what does he do? He sends in the hundreds. And there is your Holocaust.
That's right.
That's that Jewish Holocaust that can't simply be got. There again, it's again rejection, and then there's the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of Jesus, it was rejection, and then they got dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of Babylon, they rejected the prophets, and then came
mm-hmm.
judgment. And here, it's the same thing. The Jews rejected the fishers, and then came that Holocaust. And the Jews, they like to blame the Germans and Hitler on
mm-hmm.
that. No, you brought it on yourself because mm-hmm. you rejected the fishers. You rejected the Word of God. You rejected these rabbis. They went around pleading and begging with you, and now they want to turn the tide around and blame the Hitler and the Germans. It's
mm-hmm.
It's their own fault.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it upon themselves just like they did the destruction of Jerusalem. They brought it on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were talking the other day about Titus, he didn't want that temple destroyed. And somehow the soldiers got so revved up, they just destroyed everything. And
mm-hmm.
then when it was done, Titus stepped back. The wrath of Almighty
mm-hmm.
God. The wrath mm-hmm. of their God.
That's the truth.
And that's why it says it. I will take great pleasure in destroying him.
Mm-hmm.
And there you see it when that destruction of that temple, destruction of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
God is stepping back of the flesh and destroying it. God is not mocked. What sticks out to me all week, God will not be mocked.
That's right.
You can maybe think he will, but at the end of the day, you're going to pay for it. And then we come, like American, and they run simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And God, as he was working with Israel, bringing in the Holocaust, he was also working with America, mm-hmm. establish a yes. nation, uh-huh. and bring out.
And that's why the feasts are so important. There's a timeline in the feast.
Mm-hmm.
How God uses the feast as a timeline. And I don't know if people know what a timeline is, but it's usually a timeline of events. How things, what happened in the 1900s, what happened in 1930, the world broke out. There was the Great Depression and mm-hmm. all these. And there's tide of events that happens with dates. And that's what God used the feast for. It's a timeline, God's timeline. And you can see it, how he brought in the Passover, the seven church ages,
mm-hmm.
the 2,000 years. And then how the first fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, and then when you go to the feast and how they're laid out, in the seventh month they were supposed to sound a trumpet. In the first day of the month they would sound a trumpet. And that's the same thing here. In the seventh church age, God is going to start calling the Jewish yeah. people back to their homeland. See, that's how God beautifully put everything in his word, so that we will know and be prepared for every event yeah. that comes, and that everything that comes to pass upon this earth, we will be informed and on top of it.
Everything culminates in the Laodicean church age.
Mm-hmm.
God has put so much. I went back and like I say, we got to go up 50,000 feet and we got to look at this whole scope of things. There are a lot of people, they don't even know nothing about the church ages. They don't know nothing about that the Vatican is behind all this, and mm-hmm. it's a whip of God. But see, when you turn the turn of the century, how God was working on the good side of things, mm-hmm. how he raised up that black brother from Topeka, Kansas, to bring in revival, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Water baptism back in Jesus' name, and how he worked. And then from Topeka, Kansas, he moved into Azusa Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how the momentum and the speed is picking mm-hmm. up. And the force and what God bent over backward to bring a message. And it had to come to a head somewhere. And then he raised that brother Branham down at the Ohio River. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you sent to forerun my second coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to baptize. Well, he always did baptize people in Jesus' name. But it all had to do with his baptism and to bring the church back to the faith of the fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole Laodicean thing, that's what it was all about. And then you can see how, when you look at it from a bird's eye view, how the momentum is picking up. Man, from Topeka, Kansas to Azusa Street. And then, like I say, Brother Branham comes on the scene and he raises the dead. And he brings out that big net. It's all scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings in all kinds of believers, non-believers, make-believers. Everything is in that net. And it's all headed for somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Headed for a showdown in Chicago. When finally the big showdown came. And Brother Branham, it was time to introduce to the American church world
mm-hmm.
baptism in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. This is the, you know, the fork in the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the fork in the road here.
Mm-hmm.
And see what I'm seeing all week, how God was picking up momentum for one reason and one reason only, to bring back the church to water baptism, the foundation of Christianity, water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that meeting in Chicago they had back in the 1960s, when I think it's titled The God Had Explained, one of them anyway. And it was all about bringing the church of America, the preachers and the whole organization, because up until then, the churches were the heartbeat of America.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see very much crime. You said your Dillingers and your crooks out there, but they went down to the, they got caught and they mm-hmm. went to the firing squad.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they rejected that prophet. After they rejected water baptism in Jesus' name, guess what? the keys were handed over to Satan. Mm-hmm. You do with America, you win this fight, you do with America exactly what you mm-hmm. want to do. Mm-hmm. Because the churches, the heartbeat of America was the churches. They have rejected me, and there's no other option. You'll have to go the devil's way.
Yeah.
See, God is not mocked. Mm-hmm. You can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I listened to Stu Peters the other day, and he talked about this Liberty ship, how it got the Israelis got destroyed, mm-hmm. but behind it somehow, maybe might have been the Israelis that did it, but it doesn't really matter who it was. It was God taking great pleasure in destroying, mm-hmm. because Satan is now in charge of America. Ever since after World War II, ever since they rejected that, mm-hmm. even prior to the 60s, they were already, America has not won a war. That mm-hmm. North Korean war, they could have blown that mm-hmm. thing. But see, he got infiltrated by the CIA and the FBI, which was a communistic mm-hmm. outfit. Mm-hmm. And behind it is the Vatican. Mm-hmm. Behind the CIA, it's controlled by the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And they've never... That Vietnam War was just a disaster. It was just that the Vatican lured Kennedy in to do this Vietnam thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm.
It's like that Kadesh Barnea.
Yeah.
When God tested Israel in the desert there.
Yeah.
And they failed the test there when they listened to those 10 spies.
They came up to the fork in the road.
That's where America came up to their Kadesh Barnea. They came to that decision-making time. Will we or won't we take that water baptism mm-hmm. in Jesus' name? And they rejected it. And that's what you see in America. You can call it the American Holocaust.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can see how these people can come in and take children out of a family and put them into foster homes and sexually abuse them. And you think, where is God? How can you watch this? Then you go back to Holocaust. Look what those Jewish people went through.
Yeah.
Look, they when you watch those movies, they say they had no more dignity left. They had to go to the washroom, like in public before everybody. No clothes on. They had no dignity left. And that's what God does when you forsake His ways. That dignity comes from God. Our dignity comes from Him. And if we forsake His ways, what do you think is left? We have nothing left.
Yeah.
And that's what you see in America with when you were talking here about those wars, the CIA.
Yeah.
And they call it, it's a psychological operation. And what they do is they psychologically maneuver the minds of the public. Like the Korean War and the Vietnam War, what they did there is the enemy there had set such traps, and then they would go in, they would kill their own people and make it appear like the Americans were doing it. And the Americans here, the government, the CIA, these institutions, they were founded after the World War II, and they're Catholic institutions. Mm-hmm. And what they did, they would send these reporters over there to the Vietnam War and create these psyops. They call it psyops. It's an illusion. It's not real. And they took these videos back to America and portrayed it to the American public what the soldiers were doing over in Vietnam, and made it appear like the Americans were the enemy killing these people when the Vietnamese were killing their own people with traps, boogie traps. And that's what happened after the 60s. These psyops were able to create stages. Like even some things when you see in public, like you sometimes wonder if it's real.
Mm-hmm.
The media is there to make it appear that it's real, and it's all staged like a Hollywood movie. And some things you don't know if they're real or false. And it's all to create a certain way of thinking in America. to and dis and degrade society.
Yeah, that's what that January 6th thing is all about. All the psychic thing to make it appear like the good guys are the bad guys, and the bad guys are the good guys. They're succeeding.
They are succeeding.
Yeah, like they got this movie out now. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everybody thinks the Trump is the crook.
They think
the other way around.
They really do think that, and that's how powerful these delusions are. And it's like when in the days of Ahab and Jehoshaphat, when Jehoshaphat went up to Ahab and they went out to get this piece of land, and then Jehoshaphat wanted to know if there was a real prophet here that would tell him the truth. He kind of knew these were shaky prophets, all these 400 prophets, and he thought, is there not somebody here that we can really ask? So they brought in Micah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was able to tell what really happened. There was a lying spirit that went out, and that lying spirit was specially sent out to deceive Ahab, to make him go into battle so he can get killed, to be destroyed. And that's what happens in America. These lying spirits are all sent out. It's like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a magnet that's going through land. Let's say there's this magnet here of transgenderism and the gay lifestyle. And it goes through the land, and whoever gets hooked up onto that magnet, it's like that magnet is taking you one direction, and that's down to death and hell. It's not taking you anywhere else. And people need to wake up. It's not a lifestyle that God is pleased with. You know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And when you look at Fox News, how they portray this family in Fox News, there's this family, this boy, this girl wanted to be a boy at a very young age. These are all psyops. These are all delusions to deceive the people. And then if you fall for these lies, you get hooked onto that train wagon, it's going to shipwreck, it's going to take you out to death and hell.
Yeah, I see, but it all goes back to the 60s, and they rejected the prophet of the age. God had a plan for America. Oh, it would have been he said there would be no need for hospitals. If the churches of America would have accepted the message for their day, what a baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet. Go back to the Word, and America would have completely gone a completely different direction. They had a president ready, signed, sealed, and delivered. Kennedy had a plan for America. Get rid of this, all this junk. But see, the Vatican, they could not convince Kennedy to become their puppet. And he refused on the second term. Refused to do anything to do. He was going to get out of Vietnam. He had all these programs, good programs for a positive thing for America. God had it, the stage all set. And guess what? Kennedy refused to become their puppet, and they got rid of him. And they put in that stupid Johnson. And then the CIA, they went bananas. And that's where that, what got me on this thing was that Liberty, when the
Liberty
supposedly
ship.
The Liberty ship that got destroyed, supposed by the Israelis, and it kind of opened my eye. I got to step back. There's something here that doesn't quite match up, and I don't know the full scope of it. But I guarantee you one thing: the Vatican is behind that. To make it sound like it was the Israelis. But really, they were the instigator of it all. Because they were planes there with no name on
there.
There were some Israeli planes on there. But the Vatican, they can soon. I don't know what happened there, but I know one thing. The Vatican is behind all that. Because she's behind every war. And her was found the blood of all the martyrs. And she is that poor kingdom that God's going to use as a whip. But see, for some reason or another, they always use somebody else. Like they use this George Soros. Make sure he's a Jew so they can blame it on the Jews. And now here's this Liberty ship so they can blame it on the Jews. And all in all, so they can hide themselves and do the work, work behind the scenes. Well, I guess God ordained it that way because he needs that whip. But it all goes back to the 1960s when they rejected the prophet. And the turn of events Well, none of it happened. See, what you're reading out there, when you listen to Stu Peters and all these nightmares and these worship, it's the deep things of Satan.
They are.
There's abortion and all that. Talks one of the, I think it's the second or third church, God would not allow you to go into the deep things of Satan. And see, that's what you see in America. It's just the deep things of Satan. We try not to watch the news too much. Sometimes when, like, Stu Peters comes on, but I'm getting sick of him too, because it's all just nightmare show. And when he's done, as he's speaking there, and it was something in my soul, says, there's another sign, the deep things of Satan, the deep things of Satan, the deep things of Satan. That's what happens when people reject God, and you, like I say, you can go back in history and see, when you reject God, God has a plan. He has a perfect plan. Plan it all out. All you got to do is obey Him, obey His laws, and praise. Get up in the morning and praise the Lord. The leaves do it, the birds do it, the little wren. He's screaming his head off trying to praise the Lord. He can't get enough going.
Yeah.
And here, mankind is just taken for granted.
And you will see how fertile all these things are out there.
Yeah.
Once you start praising, like when you go to that song we sing, Lobed and Helen, and Metica Shepherd, like praising God, when you praise Him, and all these things out there look so...
It's so feeble. Efforts, like I was saying earlier, if you would spend, let's say, a week or a month planning all... getting all kinds of magazines and everything you want for a house, all everything together, and what you want for your life and everything, and you spend weeks, maybe even months, daydreaming about it, you couldn't come up with a fraction of how good the Lord has been to you and I ever since He put us together, you know? How He allowed us to travel the world, to see the mountain, the range, and He gave us joy and speakable full of glory. He allowed us to go to Israel. It allowed us to go down the Mount of Olives and go down to the Garden of Gethsemane and see all these things. We would have never done it on our own. We would have never seen the mountains that we saw and the valleys and the rain and the glorious times we've had and joy unspeakable full of glory, and then immerse ourselves in the Word every Sunday morning and just park the truck in some rest area or some truck stop and spend 2 hours... time with the Lord, you know. We'd have never done that on like if you had a robot calendar or a Sears robot and ordered all this stuff. If you could have. You couldn't have never done near what the Lord has done for us. Give us a on second and give us safety. No matter how hard you try, you can't manufacture safety. You can't manufacture a joy unspeakable full of glory. The Lord has given us all that. Heaped it down, pressed down, running over. I mean, when you go back and look, we've mentioned time and time again, told us to buy a new truck and then things like that. Now it's got us 24/7 immersed into this coming of the Lord. That's what my mission has been, the coming of the Lord. Jesus is coming. 3 years from now, it's the middle of the week, that thing gets thrown out of heaven, that Satan gets cast out of heaven, and all hell breaks loose, and then the wolves and the vials and everything is, God has given us that simply because we put Him, we decided to follow Jesus. He's given us His Word. He gave us the countdown He's on. He gave us the midnight cry. All these things that we need for daily activity. And then if we're kind of off, He gives us each other to keep us each other in line. And like I say, in a million years, you couldn't have put this package together if you tried. And here we're trying to express what is going on in America, why America is like that, because back then in the 60s, the churches of America rejected the prophet, and God had no other choice. God will not be mocked. When that judgment is come, you're going to see those churches, you're going to see them go up in smoke, and the judgment will come on these preachers. Just as this immigration thing was going on, I studied it a bit. And here, they take these busloads of immigrants, and they take them, let's say, to Phoenix, and guess who's picking them up? The churches. Churches, and they disperse them all throughout the city. The churches behind this whole thing. The Vatican. The world council churches. Sure, the Vatican brings them in from these third world countries, And then the church of the World Council Church, they disperse them. But somewhere up the road is going to backfire on them because judgment is coming on that entity. Mm-hmm. Simply because back then they rejected. They rejected the Word of God. They rejected the prophet of the age. And it's coming just like that Holocaust came. And you see it actually here. That's America's Holocaust. Simply mm-hmm. because for the church, the responsibility lays at the door of the churches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people, innocent people, suffer. Like back in the day, it wasn't Anne Frank that rejected the rabbis, but she had to suffer. Mm-hmm. All these innocent people had mm-hmm. to suffer simply because the leaders back in the days of when the rabbis went out, it was these highfalutin people that rejected it, mm-hmm. and then the innocent had to suffer. And that's the same thing you see in America. The churches, the preachers, the mm-hmm. churches of America rejected it, and now the innocent have mm-hmm. to suffer. That's mm-hmm. what you see in America, just as plain as day. I've seen it all week long, ever since that guy started speaking about that liberty ship, how the Israelis supposedly destroyed it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, that's part of that. Those psyops, that psychological way to try to make things appear to be that way. Like, you don't know, like, they came right after the 1967 war with Israel, with the Jordanians, yeah. right? So, and then they took Jerusalem and also the Golden Heights there. And what happened was, you don't know what deal they had to make with the Vatican with letting them keep that land that they rightfully gained. Yeah. You know, and so the Vatican, they might have made a deal with the Israelis to use
them. Destroy that
yes,
ship.
Uh-huh. So you always remember behind everything is that Roman kingdom, mm-hmm. because that is a biblical. That's biblical. That is it's the Babylonians. Then it was the Medo-Persian. Then it was the Grecian, and then it's the Roman. And that Roman kingdom exists up until the end.
Yeah.
When that stone is hewed out and comes down and destroys it. Mm-hmm. When Jesus comes down and destroys all these kingdoms and sets up his reign.
And the kingdom of this world mm-hmm. will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. But right now it's in the final breath, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's when it gets the ugliest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you see in America, man, I can't even listen to the news. I can't watch it.
Mm-hmm. It is
because
so
it's so diabolic. Mm-hmm. It's like watching a horror show, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you see. It's no use blaming God or this, that, and the other. God stays true to his word. If God did not spare the natural mm-hmm. branch, how much more the heathen?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what you see.
And people's way of thinking are so anti-God. It's like, well, sometimes when I read people's comments about things, and then they will think this abortion thing, this Roe v. Wade, it's to protect women's rights, and it's not. You know, that behind it is the spirit of Satan, and then they will do is that school shooting in Texas, and they knew all about it. They when you will do the research, the police didn't even step in to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see
because
how
the border patrol stepped in.
You can see how everything is planned out to sway the public minds. Now they want to take your guns, and it's a game that they're playing with people. They want to take your guns, so they have to create situations where you think, yeah, a gun is not safe to have. I better surrender my gun. But it's all to sway the minds of the public to do just that. To give up the guns, and so they can come in and just take over the country.
Just
without
like they did in Germany. Yeah, they got all rid of all the guns. Mm-hmm. The Jews had nowhere to protect themselves. They just came in broad daylight. They got your guns. Mm-hmm. You cannot do same thing here. But America will never surrender mm-hmm. their guns. It's mm-hmm. like you were saying earlier. America is different. It's different than Australia mm-hmm. and New Zealand. They surrendered their guns mm-hmm. 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But here in America, they're all headed for that, but it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be we the people that's going to... They're not going to take that gun away from that because they know what they're after.
Uh-huh. And then they get so focused on those guns that they will forget all the babies that you're killing, the sex trafficking. It's just to the way they warp your minds. It's the devil behind it. It's like when you go into the garden and you're surrounded with weeds and you're trying to look for to save a plant there, to save something that's real. It's pretty hard when it's surrounded with big weeds. And that's what's in America. It's all full of weeds. Mm-hmm. And all these propagandas, one after another, is out there to deceive. And that was all able to take over in the 60s.
And it's not going to be cleared up until that George Washington mm-hmm. vision and that civil war mm-hmm. is done. And then God's going to clean it, to clean the slate, and prepare for that woman to come here, mm-hmm. that woman Israel. And here's another thing I saw yesterday, that Holocaust, you know, you see these Jewish people in that Holocaust, they're crying out, Lord, how long are you going to avenge their blood against us? Look what they're doing to us. And then the fifth seal, and Brother Brenham saw it, and white robes were given to them to rest a little season until your fellow brethren will be killed just like you. Throughout that Holocaust, there were people, they went, they didn't go via Jesus. They went direct to heaven because they were given white robes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that, eh? Mm-hmm. They said they were just rotten Jews, but they were given white robes. That's what the Bible says. They were crying out, Lord, how long are you going to allow them to walk all over us like that, and to kill us, and to avenge their blood against us. And he said, I got an end, so white mm-hmm. ropes were given to each mm-hmm. one of them, and they were told, rest a little season. There's another Holocaust coming mm-hmm. up the road here, and there again. First you reject it, then there comes the Holocaust. They're going to reject, there's some of them, they're going to accept the prophets. Mm-hmm. Like some of them, they accepted those rabbis, and they went to the homeland, right. And there's not mm-hmm. one thing that could touch them mm-hmm. that were in Israel. That Hitler and that regime could not go after them Jews that were over in Israel. Mm-hmm. That's the list of officials. Mm-hmm. And here again, God's going to send these prophets in, just up the road here. Maybe they already started to sound. And those that listen to the prophet, that woman, and those 144,000, that woman will flee to America because America is now cleaned up. And then those that rejected the prophets, they're going through the Holocaust mm-hmm. just like back there. That's why it's so important to listen to what the Lord has to say. Listen to that warning. When I heard about Brother Branham, I embraced it with a passion. It was the most music. It was music to my ears. Mm-hmm. And God did send a prophet, opened up the book of Revelation, and I just immersed myself in. And when I heard him say that if America would have accepted the message for their day, there would be no need to hospitals. And here we are. We accepted the prophet. We accepted the message for our day. Mm-hmm. And there's no need for us to be sick because the prophet said so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here again, like I say, those that rejected that 1960 that rejected it, yeah, the innocent mm-hmm. has to suffer because of the leaders, the churches, the preachers rejecting the message that God mm-hmm. had for them. And like I say, here again, it's going to be a repeat. There's going to be another Holocaust in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And there will also be a Holocaust for those that refuse this mm-hmm. message, this end-time message that I'm trying to tell you here. The last 10 years is beaten away. This is that invitation to the marriage supper of the mm-hmm. Lamb. If you reject that, on the other side of that, there's another Holocaust coming for you. Because it says what he's going to do. He's going to send his armies in, and he's going to kill these murderers and burn down their cities. That's mm-hmm. just another sign of a Holocaust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is accept his message. We're not doing a wrong thing. We're just a mouthpiece, just like Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. They were just vessels. They had God's disposal. God raised them up before the foundation of the world. He ordained them to do what they're doing. That's all you and I are doing. We're ordained before the foundation of the world to do this very thing, to send out that living water to prepare yourself for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And if you reject it, there's the other side, there's the Holocaust. To me, it really doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. We're just doing, every week we're doing our utmost, what the Lord has showed us. This week he showed us about this, what's going on in America. Who's behind it all? It's the Vatican. Simply because they rejected the 60s. Mm-hmm. They rejected the prophet for their day. Mm-hmm. And when you look at history, when you go up 50,000 feet and you look at the Bible, you can go right back to that ditch. I read about Deuteronomy, mm-hmm. how blessed they were. And then when the tide turned, but if you won't, I will take great pleasure in destroying you. Mm-hmm. And you see the destruction when you see 69 AD, when you can read the history of what happened over there, and Israel, Josephus wrote about it, and it was just horrible. That's what you see in America. This is America's Holocaust simply because they rejected the prophet. Mm-hmm. See, God is not mocked.
That's right, he's not.
You're not going to walk all over him. He's not mocked. He just goes a different direction. When that King Herod, he went sent out to kill all these babies, Jesus was already over in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't manipulate God. He's going to do whatever he's going to do. It's up to us. It's up to you and me to mm-hmm. stay with that word. Mm-hmm. And God sent the prophet. What a baptism in Jesus' name. When I saw it, I just took a beeline. I mm-hmm. didn't care what somebody thought. Mm-hmm. Who cares? As long as I'm right with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has found us faithful to bring forth that meat in due season, to give us that understanding at this end time. Who else, where else are you going to go to find out his understanding about the week of Daniel is on? And nobody's going to tell you. Mm-hmm. In fact, he'll do everything he can to kind of try to shun you, mm-hmm. to prove you wrong. But we know we're right because we've used the Word of God to guide us throughout our life. And here it is. By having a reverence and respect for the Word of God, we found that midnight cry. Mm-hmm. The Lord brought us in a midnight cry. And we realized that Yom Kippur, another one of those feasts, like you've been in these feasts like for the last 10 years, I guess you even wrote a book on it. These feasts are very important. And then you bring it out, the Feast of Yom Kippur. It happened last October, you know. Everything is right on because the Lord has prepared us for this day before the foundation of the world. Mm-hmm. Realize his information. When he got me to pick you up, he said, without you, there is no program. What could I do here but myself? All God needs is two people with one mind, the same spirit. That's why we've been under attack from the family,
mm-hmm.
from the pros and the cons, from the churches, to try to separate us, to try to mm-hmm. divide us. That's the devil knew.
Mm-hmm.
This is God's program. Mm-hmm. And everywhere where God's program is, the devil is right there to destroy.
That's right.
It's like it was mm-hmm. back in the day, Acts 2:38. Satan started to figure out a way how he could destroy that thing. 300 years later, he hit the nerve center mm-hmm. and put that thing out of commission, the true baptism, and introduced his own garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, the bringing us back to the Reformation and bringing us back to the early church, God's going to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
If not everybody's going to go for it, but at least you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
Care what the multitudes do, you know, that's up to them, but at least they will have heard it, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know they'll call and they never heard about no Brother Brennan. Well, they'll hear about it once we're done with them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's water baptism in Jesus' name. That other baptism that they've been practicing for the last 600 years, nothing but a satanic, diabolical, counterfeit baptism.
It's all,
has no value.
It's all Babylon.
Yeah.
Worshipping Babylon. That's what it's all about. There's two entities. You either serve God or you serve mammon.
And see, it's not the people's fault, it's these leaders up there,
yes,
these preachers.
Is.
I've told them, I mm-hmm. sent them. Huh. We don't have to listen to you. Well, God is not mocked.
And you can see how actually, like, how little they care for the people.
Yeah.
If they would care for the people, they would put their life on the line for those sheep, just like Jesus did, put his life on the line for us.
went to Calvary. That's what you call a leader. You take these leaders, none of them would put their life on the line. No, they want to save their own skin. That's what they want to do.
They're hirelings. Mm-hmm. Jesus talked about that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when the time will come, you know what's going to happen? They're just going to scatter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have no care for the sheep.
But that's what I say. You got to need it, you see. You get by with a little help from my friends. Mm-hmm. You need that anointing.
Mm-hmm.
You need that Holy Ghost anointing to inspire what I'm trying to say here.
Mm-hmm.
I can only script the service. I can just kind of give you a raw outline.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened in the 60s, now
right.
The churches and the preachers and America have made a choice. The destiny for America is out of darkness. Mm-hmm. Hell and death. And they have chosen it just like these people that refused the rabbis back in the day of the Holocaust, they rejected them.
Mm-hmm.
And not one person that obeyed the fishes got hurt. They were in safety over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the same thing. If you believe this message, if you believe what we're saying, not because I said, because it's the truth, if you accept this invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, you will have a good expected end. And if you reject it, on the other side, there's a Holocaust for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just also simple. I saw it during the week, how simple everything is. And it's all in the Word. It's not confusing at all. God just send out His blessings. If you'll do what I tell you, and if you obey my commandments, I'm there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you won't, then I'll take your pleasure and destroy you. And that's the way it's been going ever since, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rejected the Lord, at the crucifixion, and came the destruction of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Rejected the fishes, and came the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Rejected
right.
The prophet to America, and came. Now here you got your Holocaust. America mm-hmm. has their Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Reject this message, on the other side of that, there's another Holocaust for you. You go in. Kill these murderers and destroy and burn down their cities. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just surrender, yield, and Lord, have your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
That's right.
Who'd be better blessed than you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Simply because back in the day you decided you want to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Save yourself a lot of heartache. We got it better than the king.
Most definitely. We don't have the heartaches of the king. We're under the shadow of his wings in the cleft of the rock. You know, we're out of danger, out of harm's way. Where all these things cannot affect you.
Yeah, it got worked up because they painted that sidewalk down there with that homosexual thing. And I was going to go down and get a gallon of paint and just throw it over at night and just paint it all white, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, what good would that do? Because it's like you know, sometimes in the winter it's minus 35 below.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the mercury, that glass thing, the red goes right down to minus 35. Like I'm going to smash that glass and thinking that things are going to improve. It's going to get up to 70 bucks. Be about the same thing, trying to go down there and repaint that sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a sign of the age. That's the society that we're living in. As it was, so shall it be. So I figured, mm-hmm. well, there's one good thing about it. It's just a sign of the times. It tells us we're very close to the coming of the Lord. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot. See, you got to see a repeat. And it says young and old came mm-hmm. and tried to tear the door down.
Mm-hmm.
They had the young people involved in their gay lifestyle. That's what you see out there today. Very close. That's why it's easy to believe that mm-hmm. it's only three more years to the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can almost touch it. It gets more real every week.
Mm-hmm.
When I read the Bible and when I sing these songs, how real they are.
Mm-hmm. It's the signs of the time.
Yeah.
I know when back in 2005 when I left the colony, And Brother Jackson had said 2004 and a half is when the week of Daniel. And I thought to myself, the conditions are not right. I don't see, as it was it was in the days of Noah or in the days of Lot, the conditions around me were not that severe where I could say, yeah, we are living in the days of Lot. We are living in the days of Noah. They weren't so in the conditions yet. But now you can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can say how these things, just like when these angels they came down to Lot, how those people of Lot were pressing in on the door, wanting to have a relationship with those angels. They were pressing in. And that's what you see with these spirits here, with transgenderism and this gaiety, even a lot at the whole month of June to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That is wrong. And it's just always constantly pressing in to make you tolerant to that lifestyle. Always pressing in. And, you know, but you can be at a place where that stuff does not affect you. Like you always say, Abraham was up on the mountain.
And Daniel, back in the day, there are certain scriptures stuck with me, like Daniel, by flattery many shall be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
These things, they stuck with me. And what I saw was wearing down the saints of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wearing down, it's pressing in, wearing down, pressing in. That's why God gave us this grace to get up early in the morning and pray in the day. And praise the Lord. That's our only safety net.
Mm-hmm.
It's not had to do with the German song. Mm-hmm. They got substance. They were made and they were under the man beast.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't given under this delusion that we're living in now. They were back when things were still pretty good, pure.
Mm-hmm. And God was restoring the truths just to live by faith.
It was fresh out of the oven.
That was like a light was shining again. You know, that candle was lit.
And these people, they were so inspired.
Mm-hmm.
They got these songs, and it was real to them. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord woke me up and told me, go back to these songs. Otherwise, you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good to do the way the Lord has dealt with us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no more two people that are blessed more than you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll never get it good. But we got to know who our enemy is. We got to stay on guard. We can't let people come in here and destroy what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like these people that let these they know very well that we're not done in 2 days. That the 2 days are not done. And they let them in their pulpit to defile their pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
They know very well we're not on a third day, and they sit there like a lump on a log and allow themselves to be fed by this deception.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We cut and dry, that's it. Out. Got nothing to do with you. It's not coming in here. We're staying, we're keeping the channel clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all God requires of us. Heavenly Father, we just had a bit of a conversation around your word. I just pray, Lord, you take what's been said, use it for honor for your glory. If that increase in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. There'll be a palm tree. Sitting, surrounded by earth, weeds showing their unwanted bearing, claiming space. All these spirits are claiming up the space in America.
Yeah.
Among the weeds, searching for the truth. It's pretty hard to find the truth.
Oh, man.
Very hard to find. You're among all these spirits, these lying, deceiving spirits. Searching for the plant, rescuing, thinking about the poem I should write about weeds, shaking my head, wondering what might I be doing if it was not for weeds. What would we be doing? You always have to combat all these.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
What might I be doing if it was not for weeds at this precise moment? Writing about what? No weeds, then no poem.
still sitting, surrounded by earth, among the weeds, weeding a poem.
Yeah. You got to have the negative.
Yes.
You got to stay above. That it doesn't affect you. You can't allow it to influence you.
That's
like when that thing came out with the turd, Buzz Jackson left, we're in the third day, then the 2 days are done. We just rode over it. It's not going to affect us. We're not buying into it.
Yeah, we're not buying into these, psyops, these psychological techniques to train your mind into a certain way of thinking. You know what? You praise God, glorify Him, honor Him, give Him the praise that He deserves. These things all fall, and they're so irrelevant.
Well, I said that song this morning, that from Lo Begotus, you know, praising the Lord. And I went to read it, and I know that song from where. What's the name of it now?
Lo Begotus had an imaginary shepherd.
And you kind of merge yourself, you disconnect yourself from this world, and you just praise God, because at the end of the day, He runs it all anyway.
Just
don't have no influence on that evil stuff out there. It's just the deep things to see.
That's right.
That's all it is. Even like that Stu Peters, man, the stuff he comes out with, the horror show, as he was speaking there, he speaks every day for an hour. Yeah, that's a deep thing to see. And that's right, happened back in the 60s when they rejected the prophet. They could have gone the other way. They could have accepted the prophet. And man, what America would it be like? Oh, no crime, no hospitals.
That's what.
But we're living in that dimension.
That's right.
So us, you and I, we have accepted that. And we listen way too much of that junk.
Yeah. That's what Brother Brenham said in 1956. He said, this is the year that I feel America is going to have to make their decision. Are they going to accept Jesus or reject Jesus? And that's what the end is all about. Rejecting or accepting Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the root of it all. And they rejected Jesus. And then
rejected the prophets, and Israel went into captivity. First, Israel went into dispersal, and then Judah went into captivity. And you can see that it's very simple. Like you and I, we've been in the Word all our life, and we can go back up 50,000 feet and look at the Word as it is written. And we see the whole picture, you know, clear as day. And we see what's going on in America. When he came out, talking about that liberty ship, and now Israel supposedly blew it up. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. They probably did. But it was all behind it, who was driving it. Israel, from their own accord, will not go up and blow out that ship. There was some kind of a deal between them and the Vatican. And of course, they didn't know it was even the Vatican. Just like today, like I said earlier, with the George Soros guy, they make sure it's a Jew, and he's found out to be this guy who manipulates the elections and all that stuff. That's all, but behind it is all the Vatican. It's all driven by the Jesuits. It's all driven by the Vatican. So she's that entity. She's that biblical force, that whip. If America would have accepted it, there would be no CIA. There would be no. There would be none of that mess. God would have a way of weeding them out. Kennedy would have been president for another term, and then his brother would have probably gone, and America would have just flourished. And what happened? That Johnson got in, and then, oh man, and then the Bushes, they all piled on. Every something, God will send in a Reagan to kind of pull the handbrakes a bit.
And see, you can actually see right here what happened in 1967 with that Liberty ship. When you watch what happened after Reagan with these Bushes, how they fell for the New World Agenda and totally left Americanism and what America was founded on, the Constitution and the Declaration of Rights, And they totally rejected that and went that way back to that old Rome system. And that's what you see now going on. And that's how I can say the Vatican was behind that Liberty Ship in 1967 after that Six-Day War.
Oh, I think it could have been. Mm-hmm. CIA.
Yeah. See, and hitting the Jew, the Israel is wrong, is not right, because you're not hitting the target.
Yeah.
Because you have to realize the Jewish people are very vulnerable. Once they rejected Jesus, they became very vulnerable to money. Their money is their God, really. They just need to use like a Jeffrey Epstein or a George Soros and these wealthy Jews, that they just hand over the money and you just do what we tell you to do and we'll drink. You make sure you're wealthy. And that's what happened. Like Frances Crosby, she read a lot of beautiful hymns. And she was very successful. She was a very inspirational writer. And they came to her and wanted her to write their kind of songs. And she said to them, "No, I'm not writing your songs. What I do for the glory for Jesus, and that's what I who I write for." And they decided to, because the devil wasn't getting his way, he started to ridicule her and mock her. "Oh, you're blind. You won't even see him." And she said, "Oh, but I'll know him. I will know him. How will you know him when you can't even see him?" "Oh, I'll know him," she said. And that's what people, like, they sell out their souls to the devil. She was able to keep her soul for the Lord Jesus Christ and kept singing her song, writing her songs for him.
Yeah, that's what they've been under attack from every angle. Like, you don't even have nobody with you and all that. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We know where we stand with the Lord.
That's right.
We don't have to worry about how many are on board.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're just doing what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.